Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Pangram. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
Pangram, I don't have to explain it because this explains exactly what a pangram is, but it's just one of those fun things about language that I like to know.
I also like to know language.
You're doing all right. Let's get started. A pangram, or haloaphabetic sentence, is a sentence using every letter of a given alphabet at least once. Pangrams have been used to display typefaces, test equipment, and develop skills in handwriting, calligraphy, and keyboarding.
The best known English pangram is "the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog." It has been used since at least the late 19th century, was used by Western Union to test telex, TWX data communication equipment for accuracy and reliability, and is now used by a number of computer programs to display computer fonts, most notably the font viewer built into Microsoft Windows.
Oh, Microsoft Windows. You got a shout out on the Wikipedia page. Congrats. Short pangrams. Short pangrams in English are more difficult to devise and tend to use uncommon words. Longer pangrams may afford more opportunity for humor, cleverness, or thoughtfulness.
The following are examples of pangrams that are shorter than "the quick brown fox jumps over a lazy dog," which has 33 letters and use standard written English without abbreviations or proper nouns. Waltz, bad nymph for quick jigs vex, 28 letters.
Glib jocks quiz nymph to vex dwarf, 28 letters.
Sphinx of black quartz, judge my vow, 29 letters.
These have nothing on the quick brown fox. How vexingly quick daft zebras jump, 30 letters. That's not bad.
The five boxing wizards jump quickly, 31 letters. I like that one.
I like that one too. Jackdaws love my big sphinx of quartz, 31 letters.
Pack my box with 5 dozen liquor jugs, 32 letters. That one's my favorite.
Pack my box. I think I'm going to say the wizards is my favorite. The five boxing wizards jump quickly.
That makes sense. Mine. That's my second favorite.
Perfect pangrams. A perfect pangram contains every letter of the alphabet only once and can be considered an anagram of the alphabet. The only perfect pangrams of the English alphabet that are known use abbreviations or other non-words, such as Mr. Jock TV Quiz PhD Bags Few Links, or use words so obscure that the phrase is hard to understand, such as Kim Fjord Bank Glyphs Vexed Quiz, in which Kim, CWM, is a loan word from the Welsh language, meaning a steep-sided glaciated valley. And vex is an uncommon way to spell vexed, which is spelled V-E-X-E-D. And the way they spelled it in that sentence is V-E-X-T.
I feel like a lawyer came up with that one.
Perhaps.
Other writing systems may present more options. The Iroha is a well-known perfect pangram of the Japanese syllabary, which the Hanakaraka is a perfect pangram for the Javanese script and is used to order it to this day.
Other languages using the Latin script. Whereas the English language uses all 26 letters of the Latin alphabet in native and naturalized words, many other languages using the same alphabet do not. Pangram writers in these languages are forced to choose between only using those letters found in native words or incorporating exotic loanwords into their pangrams. Some words, such as Gaelic-derived whiskey, which has been borrowed by many languages and uses the letters K, W, and Y, are a frequent fixture of many foreign pangrams.
Check. Phyllis Zatowki Kun Upel D. Abelske Odai. A horse that was too yellow moaned devilish odes is the most commonly used one, especially to test alphabet support with fonts. This sentence includes all Czech letters with diacritics, but not all basic letters. To include all basic letters, including letters that only occur in loanwords, G, Q, W, X, this one is used. Necht. Jizz. Hrizne. Saxophony Diablo Rosevucci. Sin Udezenmi. Tony Waltzu Tonga Quickstepu. May the sinful saxophones of devils echo through the hall with dreadful melodies of waltz, tango, and quickstep.
Great reading, Czech. Danish is what I'm reading next. I'm not going to try as hard to read the Danish correctly. I have no choice. But here we go. Hudgeblei gum vant freak sex quiz pak wook. Tall, shy groom won naughty sex quiz on WC. What? A perfect pangram using every letter exactly once, including the more unusual letters as Q, W, and X, and including the Danish AE combination letter, the O with the line through it, and the A with the other little symbol on top of it.
I've at one time known the names of those letters, but I don't anymore.
Oh, so you're just announcing that you're forgetful?
Yep. Finish. Torki Lempijavongadas.
Yes, great.
Does not really mean anything, but roughly translates to a whinge of a sleazy lover. A perfect pangram not using any of the special letters used in Finnish, only for foreign words. B, C, F, Q, S with a caret, W, X, Z, Z with a caret, and A with a little halo. On Sangen Hauska Eta Polkupiora on Mantaden Joka Pivainen Ilmio. It is rather fun that bicycles are a daily phenomenon on the country roads. An imperfect pangram not containing the previously mentioned special letters. Yinelainen Susha Puhuva Oki Zombie Diga Asan Rookfort Takoha. Viennese rich zombie who can speak Sioux like Asa's Rookfort Tacos contains all the letters of the Finnish alphabet.
French. Porte se vu whisky au jus blanc qui fume. Take this old whiskey to the blonde judge who is smoking. Uses each basic consonant once, though not any letters with diacritics. The letters K and W are only found in loanwords.
German. Victor jagt Zwolf Boxkampfer Kehr über den Groven Silter Dyke. Victor chases 12 boxers around the great levee of silt.
That was actually written about me because that's what I do all the time.
Oh, I see you do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Contains all letters, including the umlauted vowels A, O, U, and B. But I don't think that's actually a B. The letter Y is limited to loan words and proper names like silt.
Italian. Pranzo dell'acqua fa volti gimbi. A lunch of water makes twisted faces, has 26 letters, and includes all 21 letters found in native Italian words.
Polish. Stroz pachna kosz W. Quiz. Kedzba vel fox min. The watchman pushed the bone into a quiz of the musics or a fax of the washes. Perfect pangram using every letter once, including foreign letters Q, V, and X.
There's only two more of these, everybody.
Now you get Spanish. That's the one I know.
Okay. Spanish. Benjamin Giolio una bebida de kiwi y fresa no es sin vergüenza la más exquisita champaña del menú. Benjamin ordered a kiwi and strawberry drink. Noah, without shame, the most exquisite champagne on the menu. Uses all diacritics and the foreign letters K and W.
Turkish. Pijamali asta yagi sofor kabusak guvendi. The sick person in pajamas quickly trusted the swarthy driver contains all of the letters in the Turkish alphabet.
That section was excruciating.
Yes.
Other alphabetic scripts. Non-Latin alphabetic or phonetic scripts such as Greek, Cyrillic, and others can also have pangrams. In some writing systems, exactly what counts as a distinct symbol can be debated. For example, many languages have accents or other diacritics, but one might count E with a accent on top and E without an accent on top as the same for pangrams. A similar problem arises for older English orthography that includes the long S with some other symbol. You have to check these out, everybody. There's a lot of symbols that I just do not know from different languages.
I took one psycholinguistics course, so clearly I'm the expert. Non-alphabetic scripts. Logographic scripts or writing systems such as Chinese that do not use an alphabet but are composed principally of logograms cannot produce pangrams in a literal sense, or at least not pangrams of reasonable size. The total number of signs is large and imprecisely defined, so producing a text with every possible sign is practically impossible. However, various analogies to pangrams are feasible, including traditional pangrams in a romanization.
In Japanese, although typical orthography uses kanji, logograms, pangrams can be made using every kana or syllabic character. The Iroha is a classic example of a perfect pangram in non-Latin script.
In Chinese, the 1,000-character classic is a 1,000-character poem in which each character is used exactly once. However, it does not include all Chinese characters. The single character, permanence, incorporates all the basic strokes used to write Chinese characters, using each stroke exactly once, as described in the 8 principles of Yang.
Among Abugida scripts, an example of a perfect pangram is the Hanakaraka. Hanakaraka Dada Sawala Padha Jayanya Maga Bathanga of the Javanese script, which is used to write the Javanese language in Indonesia. Now, I did not know the language in Indonesia was called Javanese, which is just one letter off from Japanese, which is really confusing for me. And I know it was for you earlier in this same page.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure if we were talking about a spoken language or if we were talking about computer science.
Well, it is a spoken language, apparently, in Indonesia, Javanese.
Interesting. Self-enumerating pangrams. A self-enumerating pangram is a pangrammatic autogram or a sentence that inventories its own letters, each of which occurs at least once. The first example was produced by Rudy Kozbroek, a Dutch journalist and essayist who publicly challenged Lee Sollows, a British recreational mathematician resident in the Netherlands, to produce an English translation of his Dutch pangram. In the sequel, Sollows built an electronic pangram machine that performed a systematic search among millions of candidate solutions. The machine was successful in identifying the following magic translation.
Before you read that, can I just say recreational mathematician is
I got caught up on that.
Recreational math? What?
Yeah.
I must know more.
Me too. Perhaps we'll read that next. This pangram contains 4 A's, 1 B, 2 C's, 1 D, 30 E's, 6 F's, 5 G's, 7 H's, 11 L's, 1 J, 1 K, 2 L's, 2 M's, 18 N's, 15 O's, 2 P's, 1 Q, 5 R's, 27 S's, 18 T's, 2 U's, 7 V's, 8 W's, 2 X's, 3 Y's, and 1 Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you read Wikipedia with me?
Oh my gosh. It's really lucky that we record remotely. Otherwise, I'd probably throw like a rotten tomato at you right now.
That's fair enough.
Chris Pattuso was able to reduce the problem of finding a self-enumerating pangram to the Boolean satisfiability problem. He did this by using a made-to-order hardware description language as a stepping stone and then applied the Cytin transformation to the resulting chip. I don't know what any of that means. I hope someone out there understands it.
Pangrams in literature. The pangram, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, and the search for a shorter pangram are the cornerstone of the plot of the novel Elementopee by Mark Dunn. The search successfully comes to an end when the phrase "pack my box with 5 dozen liquor jugs" is discovered.
Nice. The humorous scientific paper Creoridium dumosum, Nuttall, Hooker F., collected March 26, 1960 at an elevation of about 1,450 meters on Cerro Quimazon, 15 miles south of Bahia de los Angeles, Baja California, Mexico, apparently for a southwestward range extension of some 140 miles. That's the whole title of that paper, has a panagrammatic title, seemingly by pure chance. As of January 2022, its English Wikipedia article is the only English Wikipedia article to have a panagrammatic title without having been constructed as a pangram. Wow, a little self-referential ending on that Wikipedia article about the paper with a panagrammatic title.
It's articles like these that teach me humility.
I think that the recreational mathematician is one of my favorite things I've learned. I do like the pangram, the self-enumerating pangram. That's pretty cool and would be incredibly hard to figure out because every time you're enumerating a new letter, you're actually adding more letters that you've probably already counted. So that would be a big brain teaser for somebody.
It sure would be.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Pangram.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, please let us know.